Welcome to the Fixed Ops Friday Show, where we bring you high-quality guests speaking about how to take your Fixed Ops department to the next level. This Car Guy Coffee production is brought to you by Fixed Ops Digital, powered by Trade Pending.
Let's brew!
What's up, everyone? Frelinard Subprime Hero. We got Owen Moon in the building. What's up, Owen?
Hey, what's up, Fred? Good to see you, buddy. Happy Friday. Man.
Happy Friday to you, and this is another great Fixed Ops Friday, right? We got Lou on a plane right now, y'all. I know you guys are used to seeing his beautiful face, his eyes, as I always tell him, but he's flying to see his son in Okinawa right now. It's going to be a beautiful thing for him and his wife to be able to go have a great experience, but hang out with their eldest, right? The oldest son that left to go to the Air Force many years ago. It's serving our country. So that's where Lou's at. Lou, if you see this, love you, brother. It's good. Miss you all. Can't wait to see you guys soon.
Safe travels, buddy. Safe travels. Enjoy the family time.
That's right. He deserves that family time. I know we've been grinding a lot, but excited to have some of these guests that we have on the show today. Today, we don't just have one special guest. We have two amazing solutionaries doing amazing things out there in this market, in this world, in this automotive business that we call life, right? And I think all of us have a lot to give back to and to this business. And these two definitely do it all the time. One thing I know for sure is that they are friends to pretty much any business out there. They're always trying to find a way to help people communicate way better, more efficiently. So I can't wait to have them on the screen. How about you?
Yeah, it's funny. I met Jen when I was at, or maybe even a conference before that. So as I was looking for guests, I reached out to her and lo and behold, she's, hey, I'd like to also invite our CEO on. So we're getting the big guy to come in today, man, and learn a little bit more about their company and what they're doing in the industry. And I think it'll be a good conversation.
It definitely will be. And I keep hearing the name of this company. The company that we're talking about is Total CX. And everywhere I go, I keep hearing about them, how they're integrating with so many other businesses to make things better. And that's what it's about. I believe the future of our industry is collaboration. And that's what they're all about, is collabing. So I can't wait to get them on the screen. You ready, brother? Let's get them up,
let's
right?
Let's do it. Let's bring them up.
That's right. So first on the scene is always ladies first, right? And we got to do it. So the one, the only, Jennifer
Sanford.
Hey, what's up, Jen? How you doing today?
You guys make me so happy every time. I just love it. I love your energy.
It's easy to bring the energy to people that we love, and we honor you, and we thank you for what you do and what you represent for our industry. And of course, this next person, the CEO of Total CX. Oh man, one of the co-founders. I can't wait to bring him on. The one, the only, Gary
Graves.
What's up, brother?
It's hard not to smile with that kind of intro, right, Jen? Hey, what's up, guys? Hi, Fred. Hi, Owen. How are you guys doing?
What's Can up, we just Gary? Hire them for every time we walk in the door in our house to have that enthusiasm?
I'm always here for you anytime. Lou and I, when we first started doing our show and we would go to events, we told anyone we knew, listen, if you're going to speak, we're happy to hype up the people right before you come on. Give us about a minute to 120 seconds right around there, and we'll make them all excited and announce you in such a way that it'll make you go, whoa, this is great. Your heart will be up, ready to go already. So thank you for even noticing
that. It's been a long week from what everyone's been saying. So we got to keep that energy up, right? Let's go.
That's right. But I'm excited. So folks, before we do anything, I just got to tell everyone out there, make sure you tag a car guy, tag a car gal, and share this out. Get this out there. Make sure everyone sees what's happening. We have two amazing guests that are going to be talking about some great stuff. We have the CEO of Total CX and the CMO. So come on. This is going to be some dynamite stuff that you are going to learn some insider things, maybe not for trading, but for how to use your products better and how to talk to someone about how to make it look better. Right. So let's go. How you all doing today?
Awesome.
Hey, right, Gary, so tell me, I mean, obviously, Jen, we've known each other for a while, you know, through the industry, and first chance to meet Gary. Gary, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself? Love to hear your background, how you got not only in automotive, but more importantly, how Total CX came about.
Sure, absolutely. I came into automotive kicking and screaming, being drugged by the one, the only Jack Behar, who's also the co-founder at when we were InteractiveTel, we're now Total CX. But about me, career technologist and entrepreneur, I love technology and solving problems. I went to school for biomedical engineering, but not to date myself, but that was back when the internet just started with text-based browsers, no pictures, no images, wow, no videos. And once I got in that computer lab, it was over.
I love that. Once you got in the computer lab, it was over, man. And I'm so thankful that you got in there. Done deal. I like that. And Jen, same thing. You've been on the show before, but tell everybody, our guests, a little bit more about you.
I got into automotive at the depth of the 2008-2009 fun times. And it was nowhere but up from there. It was a blast. And so I tried leaving. And you guys dragged me back.
We all have.
Every single person here. Hands up. Yeah, that's true.
It has been a great experience. Gary says his degree was in biomedical engineering. Mine was in Chinese. So I really didn't even expect to be stateside. But by the grace of God, I am. And I have the opportunity to try to decode the language of the automotive industry in a positive way. And I got to tell you, I think the fixed ops side is by far the most interesting part of the car dealership. Sales side gets all the attention and all the love, but there are so many cool things that happen. And I've gotten to know more about that largely through this group. Really, Total CX does a lot of stuff about it. And I'll let Gary address that. But on the fixed ops side, the new group that I've been hanging out with you guys from, Kaylee Filio, when I had my time over at Stella, I've really gotten to know a little bit more about the value, the complexity, and that's just, it's much more interesting from a business management perspective. And so seeing what Total CX does, again, they don't focus on the sales side. They offer a complete solution that everybody can benefit from. Why doesn't everybody do that? Really, why doesn't everybody do that? So I'm really excited to be a part of this conversation and a part of what Gary has built. He's done a great job. And it keeps getting better. Gary was just on a phone call with Amar, and man, what he was showing me is off the charts awesome. So very exciting.
Wow. Gary, what a better advocate for the product, right? That's the right person for the job that she has. She knows how to talk about the product, what it brings. And she's not even trying to sell it. She's just talking about what it does. Why doesn't everybody do this? And I agree with you, Jennifer. Why doesn't everybody do this? And that's a great question. Really, it is. Gary, what would you think? Why do you, I know this is a layered question in a way, right? You don't, and I'm not asking for a deep answer here, but unless you want to, but I'm just thinking, like, why wouldn't everybody just want to collab and just do it this way? I don't understand. For me, I don't understand, but I'm sure you understand a little bit deeper level than I do, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a number of different answers there, but at the end of the day, it comes down to priorities. Now, one of the things that we realized internally is that in being an automotive and an automotive vendor, who is our customer? And surprisingly, it's not the dealership. Our true customer and the one we're advocating for is the customer of the dealership. So we're advocating for the consumer. So just understanding who you are and what you stand for in a space is the key to prioritizing. And we do that. In order to do that, we need to be ubiquitous. We need to be everywhere. And so we are.
Wow. Yes. Love that answer.
So Gary, for those that don't know about your company, about Total CX, obviously I know Jack, I know Interactive Tel. What's changed? What have you evolved this to? Why don't you give us a little product deep dive? Because I know I'm interested to hear what you're doing, especially from a fix-op side, but just in general.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something a little provocative.
Love it.
The only way Fred likes it.
It might be shocking to some people who call a car dealership for service. They don't want to call. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to be there. They have a problem. So they're already calling with a chip on their shoulder, if you will, no matter how happy that person is, they have a problem that they need fixing. But when they get to the phone and they're like, thank you for calling ABC Motor Service, please hold. So they're already got the wrong, there's no empathy. They got the wrong type of handling from the gate. So our company, in understanding customer interactions, having processed over 1 billion calls since inception, understanding contextually what happens in customer interactions from the time someone buys a car, shops for a car, getting a car service, wants to trade the car in, all of that data gives us a perspective that's unique. And we want to share that perspective and share the importance of elevating that experience across the entire life cycle of a consumer, from the time they're shopping to the time they're ready to trade it in.
Wow.
Absolutely. I love that. And to me, that's exactly the type of people I want to do business with, or the type of company that I want to have inside my store to help me do what I do. Whether I'm even if I'm a vendor, if I'm in service or fixed ops, right? Or if I'm in sales side. And Jennifer, you said something really profound earlier, and I think it's true. I think that there's a lot of really amazing things happening in fixed ops right now, and no one really talks about it as much as the sales side. And to be completely factual and truthful, most dealerships in today's market they're making their money from fixed ops. They wouldn't even have rooftops anymore if it wasn't for their fixed ops departments. They kept them alive during 2020's issues and all those things. Those departments are massive if you have the right people and the right processes. Yet we are just now starting to dive into the tools. I love Owen because Owen, his company was all about a solution for them. He brought something with the online service marketing that a lot of people wish they could have done. And now he was able to bring it to them in an easy way, much like Total CX. Well, Excuse me, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. There's that old-fashioned term, the absorption rate. And dealers were graded on some level or could grade themselves on the basis of their absorption rate. And it's amazing that people don't want to improve that. Why wouldn't you want to improve that? And the fixed ops solution that Owen brought full attention to that. And then again, like Gary was talking about, the Total CX solution covers every phone call. It covers absolutely everything that goes on in the dealership. So it's just not focused over there. The service techs, the service advisors are just so doggone busy, but they could use a little bit of training too, right? And they can use some backup support, right? So why not empower them and their managers with better tools to train them with? It's just, to me, a no-brainer. And that's the future of the business, regardless of what happens. And I know ICE vehicles are going away and EVs are coming in. Everyone's nervous about that. But at the rate people hold cars, there are going to be ICE vehicles in service drives for the next 15 years. There'll be a lot of people who retire before ICE vehicles are completely replaced. So if the last ICE vehicle is sold today, we'll still be seeing that in dealerships fixed ops drive. So we can't rush off and say, oh, everything is going to convert to EV. We need to accommodate it. But we've got a big need. And just like Gary said, when people call in, they've already tried your website. The interface didn't work. They're calling in. They just want you to help them. Great way to do that is to have some empathy, learn how to handle those phone calls, use a system that can help you train your people, get better at it. It's a no-brainer.
And Gary, I was going to say, think about it this way. There's some stats that came out. I just was talking about it in my last Fixed Ops Roundtable session. We've actually lost market share year over year. So as the industry has put more emphasis on this side of the business, it's actually hurt us because we exposed all of our weaknesses and we're going the wrong direction. So something has to change. And what I like about what Gary's talking about with a total solution is that it's not just looking at one little piece and how can I fix that? It's how can I fix all of it because it all matters. And I think that's the thing about vendors that right now are very segmented and, hey, I do this really well, I do that really well, and that's fine. But when you don't look at the whole picture as you're developing your products, I think that's where we run into problems. And so I think there's more companies that are looking at this like from a total solution or a total front to back scenario and how they can actually impact all of it, not just one little piece of what they're trying to do. So kudos to you guys for obviously making that happen from a communication standpoint.
I love that. True. It's very true. And the buzz about you all is how great you guys are with everything that you do. Seriously, I've been hearing this, your name so much from my clients, from CRM companies, from so many people that I was like, when I heard that you all were coming on the show, I really was. When I heard Gary was coming, I was like, oh, this is really cool because it's weird how things work. Because I'm not just saying this because you're on the show. I have been hearing Total CX everywhere I go. I'm like, wow, I need to learn more about this company. So I've got to spend some time learning more. And one of the
Jen does their marketing, so that's probably.
Yeah, so Gary, exactly I didn't
I
say him
saying,
to say that.
She did it. This is real talk. I'm being honest with you right now. And everybody who knows me, I don't fluff things. I tell you how it is. I make a lot of energy come. But I tell you what I like and I don't like. And I like what you all are doing out there. I love what you all are doing. I have a company right now, a dealership that's looking for a new phone system. And I guess whose name I gave. And I'm just being honest with you. And guess who else told that same name? The CRM company I'm setting them up with. Right. So that lets me know that you guys are doing some big things because I take this CRM company. To me, they're the highest level, in my opinion, and their opinion matters to me when they know about these types of systems. So that being said, if they're telling the thousands of clients that they have to use you all, you guys are doing some things. So I'm excited to have you on the show, and you're right. But one of my favorite things as I was doing research was a name of a product called the Sensei CX. Tell me a little bit about that. It's so cool because Lou's going over there to Okinawa. Yeah. So I want to understand the Sensei thing. What's this? Tell me more.
Yeah, Sensei CX is our platform for training. It helps empower the customer-facing personnel at a dealership to provide the best customer experience possible. If you think about it, 60 to 70% of all inbound calls are service-related. But where do those calls go? We already agreed that fixed ops is the highest revenue earner. So these people are, and these calls are generating the most money. But does that call go direct? Do the majority of calls go directly to service? No, they go to a receptionist, which is typically the lowest paid and the least trained individual in the dealership. That's the birth of the thank you for calling, please hold. So I think that those types of insights suggest that some process changes need to happen. Like what would happen, for instance, if calls rang directly into service first? That would mean 60 to 70% of people are already where they need to be.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
Just a thought.
I love that. And I think that's a great thought. I don't think that's just a thought. That's a fact. It's no different than someone clicking on a website. More than two clicks, they're done, right? Three clicks if you're lucky. Same way with phone calls. Call, put me on hold. Call, put me on hold. I hang up. I call the next place. Or I look for somebody who's going to give me their attention. I call a place that only does service, right? They're going to take care of me very quick. And that's where I think that's it's losing some of its touch. And when Owen said something earlier that I think a lot of the flaws are pointed out because we're starting to pay attention to it. And we're losing market share, which is a shame. I think that the good dealers out there are doing some amazing things. And then there's a lot of dealers that are still doing the same things, like Gary mentioned earlier, and they're expecting the same results as time goes by, but the results are less and less, but they're getting by. They're getting by. It's no different than a horrible sales process, right, Jennifer?
Right. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but so Sensei really improves that because
I love that.
That's an entire discussion. It's a whole new way of approaching training. It's a guided discovery method, which is really teaching people how to ask questions and how to really listen and learn. So some people think, oh gosh, on the phone, you can't get the body language. You really don't know what they're saying. But I'd argue it gives you a better set of skills to really listen to what's happening. I've been a telephone outbound salesperson. I've done that kind of thing. So I know you really can hone in. And the Sensei program that Gary and his team have developed is all about teaching discovery, not a script, because you cannot predict every scenario that you're going to be dropped into. So it really teaches you how to handle your customer. So it's a great program. Highly recommend it.
Wow, I love that. And I highly recommend the name. It's awesome. Great job. I just got to say.
That's all Gary. That's all Gary and Jack. That's all them.
Yeah. No, I once again, everything that you guys are talking about here, Total CX, the name alone tells you everything you need to hear. Communication is the biggest factor in sales today. The way we communicate, how fast we communicate, and how clearly we communicate. Jennifer, you said something pretty awesome too, is that, yeah, you have to pay attention more. I'm telling you, I've been in sales for over 20 years. Long time, I feel like. But still a baby, as most people would tell me. But I have learned something very big there is that you have to really get to the answers quickly and know what questions to ask. And when you're really good on the phones and you learn how to use it and understand the science by taking classes like Sensei CX gives you, you're going to find ways to get to the answers faster, which is what your clients want. They're tired of the bull crap. What are you looking for? They want to know. You got to get deeper with them. You got to understand what's happening. And these tools, folks, they're out there for you. The excuses are gone. Call people and get some questions asked and learn more. We are professionals. And the way I believe is when you're on, whether you're in the service rep or if you are a sales rep, you need to be a professional and you need to know how to communicate because that's the only way that they're going to do business with you anymore is communication. And communication isn't just talking, how you type things. We got so much AI these days. If you're not able to write an email, there's something wrong. So that being said, I don't mean to keep going on that. But here we got Steven saying, irregardless of whatever governmental influence may or may not exist moving forward regarding electric vehicles, it shouldn't be ICE versus EV. Our industry's greatest potential lies in embracing both. That's a great point, Steven. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, we do need to embrace both because they're not going anywhere. They're just becoming more, right? And I agree with Jennifer earlier. I think that a lot of us are going to retire driving ICE vehicles. But at the same time, there's going to be by the time we do that, there's going to be a lot of people driving EV vehicles. What are you going to do as a dealer?
Think about this, Fred and Gary and Jen. I was at this Lexus After Sales National Conference last summer. And so you're talking about EV and ICE, right? Running parallel in your service lane. Like how you obviously completely different servicing opportunities, right? And then you take in consideration that we're dealing with so many different generational people with gaps, right? And that's what Lexus exposed to their service directors, was that they did it through a series of funny skits and videos. But it was like, you've got your boomers that are still, they want to come in, they want to have that face-to-face, they want to sit down, kick the tires, test drive, go through the whole old-fashioned way to buy a car and even service car. And then you have your sort of in the middle, right, where you're like, okay, I want to use the internet to get some information, but I still like that personal touch, that type of thing. And then you had your younger generation that's like, everything's done on the internet, blah, blah, blah. And it was funny because the last one, the guy had gotten his new vehicle delivered to his house and he walked out. He had a headset on. You could tell he was gaming, right? He comes out, he says, oh, you're Bob. You're Bob, my sales guy. Good to meet you. Like, he didn't have any of this interaction until the very last thing where the guy was handing him the keys. And so I think these are the challenges, right? It's not a dealer problem. It's a society challenge right now that we are, in a lot of cases, right? The dealers obviously don't help themselves out sometimes, but we are dealing with so many moving things that how do you bring it all together? And that's where you have to look at your tech. You got to look at your partners and really say, are these guys handling everything for all the things that are getting thrown at me, from the different types of vehicles all the way to the different type of buyer?
Yeah, wow. And the consumers prefer the path of least resistance. So if there's a lot of friction in the buying process for traditional methods, these digital methods and buying a car online and going through that process seems a lot more attractive.
Oh, good. I definitely couldn't agree any more than I do. Seriously, that's so true. Great statement you made right there, Gary. And I see that I'm going through your website and reading some of the testimonials of your clients. They talk about some of the best thing that they get from it is the call tracking and being able to hold not just their clients or not their clients, but their employees responsible for what's happening, but also for what their partners that they use for vending, like how they get their information, how they're communicating. So can you tell a little bit about that? Why is that so special for you guys, besides just giving them a great tool, but also being able to track? Why is tracking such a big deal today?
Yeah, it comes down to investment. The hundreds of thousands of dollars that a dealership will spend on marketing, they need to recoup that. So if they have, and also the marketing companies that are collecting those dollars may not be as forthcoming in the numbers that they share to show the performance of the campaigns that they're running. So the call tracking that we provide and the tracking mechanisms, the analytics and reportings on our dashboard provide a clear and insightful way to understand ROI, not just by advertising source, but by product or service type. And you can get a cost per whatever you want through our dashboard. And that's the value we provide.
I love that. I really do. Wait, you got to hit. He has an answer for everything. Obviously, you have a passion for this business and the way you grow, because you didn't just rest on your laurels. You didn't just start a product and then just keep using that product to make you money. Instead, you kept growing your product. You kept bringing more value to your dealers and to your partners. Literally, things like the Sensei CX, to me, by adding that product inside there, means that you guys think about all corners of that room for improvement, right? It's not just this corner, that corner. We're going to sweep every corner in here, and we're going to make sure that you guys have all the opportunities to constantly get better. Man, kudos to you, Gary. Seriously, great job, brother.
So one of the things you said earlier about communication, which the most important part of communication is listening. So We don't have dealership expertise on staff. We don't have any former dealer principals or any former GSMs. So we listen to our customers and we respond to what they tell us they need. That's a crazy idea, right? And in doing so, that's what dictates our innovation and our product trajectory, by listening to the market.
Well, that's why you're a smart man, obviously. I love that.
Listening to your customers, everything. I always say it all the time, like a lot of the things that we built into our software was listening to our clients during different time frames. Like one of the most simplest things that we did during the inventory shortage was figure out a way to let dealerships advertise their service department on their homepage effectively. Mm. Because I had dealers telling me, I don't have lease offers anymore. I don't have rebates. We don't have any new cars, but I got a lot of people coming into my homepage through Google Business Profile or simply just typing our URL into Google. So how can I get more exposure to my service department early, right? And so listening to those things and adopting your product to fit the not only the economic or the what's going on in the industry needs, but also what dealerships are asking for, I think that's going to serve you guys very well as you continue to scale and that type of thing. Question I had for Jen, obviously as the CMO and as the catalyst for driving awareness and information to dealers, with all the noise out there with products that, let's say, fit in your bucket, right? How are getting the message across to dealers that you're different, or that you, that, hey, this is what sets us apart from maybe some of the competitors out there? Because I know as a marketing guy, that's always intrigues me in terms of like, how do you break through that noise? Because if I hear the word AI one more time, it's, oh my gosh. So it's, and not that it's a bad thing, but it's like everybody has AI. So all of a sudden everyone's the same, but it's, except for Matt Raymond, he's actual individuals. That's my plug for Matt. So
let's go, Matt. Shout out to Matt Raymond. Love that guy. Yeah, no doubt. Love that. Great question.
To your point about AI, AI is just another tool in your toolkit. And I can't even remember who said it to me at NAD, but it really resonated. Software and businesses who don't use AI will lose to those who do.
Amen.
And it's not like it's the be all end all. It's just the next thing that we need to learn. And the nice thing about Total CX is they started doing that before even people could spell AI. They've been in machine learning and doing it for years.
That's awesome.
So that's one of the things that sets them apart so much, is that they have that humble servant leader attitude about getting it right. And that's easy to talk through. That's easy to broadcast. There's something real there. And there are a few testimonials you can find on our website, and we're getting more. In fact, I'm still trying to get through all the video we took at NADA to create the new videos for those. But you can't make that up. You can't make up the high quality results. Just the fact that it is such a comprehensive tool. Unfortunately, in our industry, there are a lot of people who are over promise and under deliver. So when you're with a company that actually delivers on what it promises, people are a little skeptical until they try it. So it's really just a matter of getting those people out and saying, no, they really do it. So it's easy to sell something that you really believe in and you can stand behind. And so there are all the traditional tools out there, but it's really the face-to-face that I think works the absolute best. And again, this team was probably the best team I've ever worked with at NADA. The sales team was just tremendous. Here's your question.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Wow. That's a big statement. I love that. And that's something to be very proud of, to be part of something like that. And Jennifer, I know the people you've been around. So that's a pretty big statement to make. And they're all great. And I know you're not saying the other teams were bad. You're just saying this is the best you've ever seen. So that's phenomenal to hear that. Gary, that must make you feel great, brother, doesn't it?
It does. And Jen's sincere. So it's a really warming statement.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I agree. She doesn't ever say something she doesn't really mean. That's what I like. And she's not a mean person. She won't tell you, hey, you suck. If it's needed, right? I get it. I get that. I could do that too. Like, a lot of people don't see that inside of me, but when I have to lead, I have to teach people how to, you know, do things. I have to sometimes be honest with them, but at the same time, it's always led with love. And I know that about you. But when you give out kind words like that, they're not given just because you're doing it because you mean it. So I appreciate it.
I mean, they're not perfect, but I'm telling you, the best I've seen at NADA. No.
And it's rare. It's rare when your product, your marketing, your sales team and your culture all come aligned, because then you're creating something special, because then it becomes easy, right? When you're not trying to force things, when like it might not always be easy in the trenches, right? Days can get tough, weeks can get tough. But if you're all moving the right direction and everybody has the same passion and the product's actually backing up what the message is and what the marketing is and what the company is trying to accomplish, that's when special things happen. And I was fortunate enough to be a part of that with starting up FixOps Digital, obviously joining the Trade Pending team. I've seen it now from a whole nother level, which has been an eye-opening experience for me, for the positive. And I'm just excited for y'all. I'm really excited to see what you guys continue to move forward. Jack's always been a good friend of mine for years, and it's great to see him aligning himself with such terrific people.
Yeah, it's awesome. And something you said, Owen, earlier about like during COVID, that sticks out to me. During COVID, some of our competitors were giving credits. Dealers were anticipating a downturn, and we didn't give credits. Because number one, they didn't ask us for them. And number two, it wouldn't help them. What they needed us to do was double down on product and give them tools to help them take full advantage of the inventory shortage. And we actually grew as a company financially during COVID as a result of that strategy.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, that's a lot of people don't think it that way. Gary, what you just said there is exactly how my view was during that whole situation. Those couple years of just like, what do we do? It's time to put your foot on the gas. This is that opportunity. We always hear in times of crisis, This is when you invest in your business and you try to grow it and you get it out there, because everyone else is just resting. Everyone else is just seeing what's going to happen instead of making things happen, finding solutions for the problems that we have. But what was even more beautiful is your job, your business model was perfect for that time, right? It was like meant to be. And that's the thing. Like a lot of times we're working, we're building, and you see the growth, but then something beautiful happens, an opportunity. And when you see that opportunity, you didn't just rest. You went for it, man. Congratulations, man. That's awesome news.
Thank you.
It's great news. It's great news. I like to share great news everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? So
spread it, Fred. Spread the news.
You know it. Spread that news, folks. Listen, if you guys are watching the show, you see his website right there. It's been streaming across the bottom for most of the show. It's totalcx.com. Go on there right now. Check it out. If you're a dealer, if you're anybody who uses phones and communicates with people, check it out. If your team needs some training, check it out. If you need help with anything, go to totalcx.com. I promise you, the worst thing that can happen is some education. Best thing that can happen is more car deals, more people, more opportunities, and more relationships built. That's probably what is going to happen, and that's what I think. That's the great news. Go to www.totalcx.com. Great news. Let's go. Sorry, I can get a little hype sometimes, but I get hype. I get hype all the time because I love this business, and I love this industry, and I love the good in this industry. There's a lot of bad, and that's the reason why we have such a bad hype. So when you can get good companies like Total CX and people like Gary Graves up in the building, all in the cafe, talking about what's brewing in this industry, the solutions that we're looking for, that we're trying to caffeinate the culture of, man, it gets me excited. I feel like I need another cup of coffee and I don't, but you've got me feeling like I just had one, right? And I thank you so much for that, Gary. You know, thank you for building the product that you have and not resting on it just being what it was, and you're actually helping it become what it is now and making it go further. So that's the reason why you're successful and why you're going to stay successful, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Any final thoughts, Gary? Anything you want the industry to know here, and Jen as well? I'd love to take us out of here with kind of some final things that you want everyone to know.
I'm going to leave everybody with 5 words. You know, Total CX makes total sense.
Love it.
God,
there we go. Mic drop.
That's about it, Jen. I don't know how you're gonna follow that up, but go for it.
I'm just gonna leave it with Gary. I think he rocked that one. That was perfect. Absolutely.
It really was. Oh, and you got anything you want to say before we get out of here, brother?
Just inspect your business. Find those partners that can help. There's a lot of options out there, and you got to find the good ones, because when you bring a bunch of good partners together, that's when your business is going to grow. And I've learned a lot today. Gary, thank you so much. It's been a great meet. Look forward to meeting you in person at some point. Jen, obviously see you at some point here, I'm sure, in the future. One of the next conferences, maybe Kane. That's coming up in April. So Fred, you'll be there. Gary, you going to be there?
Jack will be there.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Yes, you have a much better looking guy there.
Oh, yeah. Just ask him, right? Just ask Jack. Well, thanks again, guys. I appreciate you jumping on. And hopefully we'll do it again. Maybe we'll get you back on here at some point and see what's going on towards the end of the year.
I got a feeling you're going to be doing more evolving like you always do, my friends. But before we get out of here, I like to drop F-bombs. A lot of people know that about me, but I like to drop the F-bombs that don't offend the moms. All right. So it's forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing. You're going to do it with us, Gary. So you're going to forgive, you're going to focus, you're going to fly, and we're going to keep growing on a count of 3. All right. So 1, 2, 3, forgive. Focus, fly, and keep growing. Love you all. Thank you so much, folks. All you all for making comments out there. Thank you, Wendy Reeves. I see you out there. You are a beautiful person. Right back at you. We love you and for everything that you do. Talk about somebody who understands how good Total CX is. This is one of those ladies right there. Folks, thank you all for tuning in. You all know what to do. Go to totalcx.com. And I promise you, if you do, it'll change your business. It'll make it much better. And your communication levels will rise up, which means $, my friends. So get out there, get after it. Gary, thank you so much. Jennifer, love you, my friend. Owen Moon, my brother, go enjoy your weekend. Make sure you hit him straight. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk to you later. We'll see y'all later. This is what I'm talking about. This was Fixed Ops Friday. And we just had Total CX in the building, in the cafe. We'll see y'all soon. Peace out.